Tehran's refusal to address international concerns about its atomic ambitions has forced the United States and the United Nations to tighten sanctions on Iran. U.S. authorities are investigating the Royal Bank of Scotland and Germany's second biggest lender, Commerce Bank, in an effort that has already led to large fines for others caught doing business with Iran. Iran's economy has suffered greatly from the sanctions, according to David Tafuri, a partner at the Washington-based law firm Patton Boggs, which is active in Middle East development.
It's certainly made it difficult for Iran to sell oil, which is the main source of funds for Iran. So Iran needs money, not just to keep the economy going, but to continue these weapons programs.
But Jamal Abdi, policy director of the National Iranian-American Council, says U.S. policy toward Iran is doing more harm than good.
We've gone from a policy that was supposed to be smart sanctions or targeted sanctions instead to ones that are designed to cripple the entire Iranian economy, and that this is a counterproductive approach. This hurts ordinary people, it obstructs rather than facilitates diplomacy, and at the end of the day, I think that it's going to put us on a collision course for a military confrontation with Iran.
So what do ordinary Iranians think? Negar Murtazavi is the host of VOA Persian News Network's Straight Talk program.
A lot of people see the reason behind the sanctions, which is the nuclear crisis, but they don't see that, a lot of people don't see that connected to their daily lives, but they see sanctions connected to their daily lives. So
she says people call into her program to complain about rising food prices. Here, a viewer shows how the price of milk increased by 14% in only 4 days. Another viewer submitted a satirical picture of a chicken teabag, mocking how chicken is so expensive that the same bird has to be used to prepare several meals. David Tafuri of the law firm Patton Boggs.
It's an unfortunate byproduct of sanctions. And really, oftentimes, it's the people who don't support the regime in these countries that are hurt the most by the sanctions, which is very sad and unfortunate. But sanctions, by their nature, have to be universal and comprehensive. You can't really make exceptions.
Many experts say that relying on international sanctions to dissuade Iran from pursuing nuclear weapons will be a difficult and lengthy process.
I just hope that this process of building leverage, we can actually use that leverage before it reaches a breaking point.
And Fury, Abdi, and other experts say the possibility of a military confrontation could increase as the impasse over Iran's nuclear program continues. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.